Montana News on the Northern News Network. I'm Brian Bennett. About 12.5 million people visited Montana in both 2022 and 2023, but last year they spent a total of about $5.45 billion, down slightly from 2022. According to the Institute for Tourism and Recreation Research at the University of Montana, that money reduces the average tax burden on every Montana household by about $930 a year. At the start of a new day, safety is top-of-mind awareness for the 340 workers at the 60,000-barrel-a-day Par Montana Oil Refinery in Lockwood, which was recently recognized with a National Safety Award. Health, Safety, Security, and Environment Manager George Graham.
That's a tremendous milestone that we celebrated, and it just takes discipline. Every day, really what it takes is everybody showing up and saying, today I'm going to show up and not get hurt.
Keeping you connected. This is the Northern News Network.
A lamb-tastic culinary event. The Montana Lamb Jam on April 20th in Lewistown gives you a chance to get a taste of Montana's finest lamb dishes prepared by top Montana chefs. This made-in-Montana culinary event showcases the versatility and unique flavors of lamb. Sample four different lamb dishes made with lamb from local Montana ranches and vote on your favorites. The Montana Lamb Jam in Lewistown, April 20th. Find more information and purchase tickets at mtsheep.org.
Help DEA keep our community safe and healthy by participating in National Prescription Drug Takeback Day, Saturday, April 27th. Take action right in your own home by cleaning out your medicine cabinet of unneeded medications. Keep them safe, clean them out, take them back. Find a collection site near you at deatakeback.com. Do your part to lower overdose deaths and prevent prescription drug misuse before it starts. That's deatakeback.com.
Montana's public schools, roads, and other municipal services will get $15,919,854 through the Secure Rural Schools Program. The funding comes from the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Forest Service and is made possible by passage of the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act. The deadline to apply for two property tax relief programs will be extended to June 1st to give Montanans with a substantial hardship extended time to apply for relief. They are the Property Tax Assistance Program and the Montana Disabled Veterans Property Tax Assistance Program. For the third time in his college career, Montana javelin thrower Evan Todd has been named the Big Sky Conference Field Athlete of the Week. The senior from Kalispell got the latest honor following a new personal record mark of 232 feet 2 inches at the Beach Invitational, which was held in California over the weekend. I'm Brian Bennett, Northern News Network.